How's it going, Cole?
Really good, you?
Excellent.
First question is, how do you like my hair?
It's going to sheets to the streets.
Oh, yeah, styling.
Can you tell us what Anthony had in? Is he available tonight?
I think he's in Europe, I believe. I don't think he's here. First thing is, so he was the guy that became available. Our organization liked him and liked the way he plays. I've seen him play. I like him as well. Smart player. So he adds to our group, which is good.
What's he gonna bring to the mix?
Well, you know, he's probably a good. I don't know where he fits and where he sits. We'll wait till he gets here on that stuff. But I think he fits in our group. Where we'll slot him, we'll see. You know, I think he's a smart player. He's dependable all over the ice, and he can finish some. So I think he makes us better.
Can you tell us about Vermistrov?
It's just day to day. I don't have anything.
Well, he's Vermistrov.
He's day to day. He's like everybody else. We've been going through this for a month with everybody. Guys get banged up, and I have to wait every day to see who gets through and can they get through and how are they and game day and stuff like that. So something happened in practice yesterday that made it a little tough, and I had to make a reassessment. We had to see how things were going to go. And so as the days yesterday and the day followed through today, we checked it out. How's he doing? Just like we do every day. And it happens with this happened like with six guys now. It seems like it's everybody takes their turn. I don't think he's a player for tonight. He'd probably skate this morning.
Sorry, Claude, was he hurt in practice yesterday or just aggravated?
He was doing like everything else, like everybody else, testing to see if it would get through and how it was going.
Who you play on your D up front?
Well, the decision I got to make is I got to go either with 12 and 6 or 11 and 7. That's what's going to be a game time decision, what we got with the roster. You're looking at me like I got 12 heads. So we'll make a game time decision. Did you ask them if they're in or out?
We did, yeah.
Okay, so. There you go. So you know more than I do. That's why you guys are where you are. That's why you guys are the beauties. You guys always know a little bit more than me.
Would you be comfortable playing one of them up front, or will you just use 70?
If I don't have the players, I'll go with either 11 and 7. Whether I would use a defenseman, of those seven defensemen playing forward, probably not.
Could you bring someone from St. John's? Is that a possibility?
That's not out there right now.
What are you looking for in terms of a response from your group today?
Well, I'm not looking at it as a response type thing. I mean, if we played 2-3 bad games and stuff, we weren't good in that game in the second, third period. We weren't good, and we did for whatever reason. We just need to get back to playing, So for us, we've moved past that game, and this isn't a response game. Let's just play the way we know how to play. So, we weren't happy with it. I don't think anybody enjoyed playing it, watching it, anything. So we just need to get back to playing with what we have. So we know what we have, we know what we are, and let's get back to playing that way, and we're going to have to be ready to go. This Minnesota team's, they're organized, and they play a rigid game, and they don't beat themselves, and they do what a lot of teams do. They've got good goaltending, so they can get you in different ways. We have to be ready to go and play 60 minutes. That's going to be our challenge. Can we play the 60? It's going to take 60 to win it.
What is Ron Hainsey actually doing?
Well, Ron's been set back here and there, but he's been a good player for us. Like we've managed to play fairly good without him in the lineup, which is kudos to the guys that have been in, but he's a veteran guy that's an NHL player that can skate and pretty smart, can use him in a lot of different ways. He's a top four defenseman, so he can step in and do some things. We just got to make sure that he's going to be okay to go. He's okay to go, but how many minutes can he play, And he's a good veteran guy. He'll make us better. There's no question about that. He can do a lot of things for us.
It seems like every night you change guys.
It does seem that way, and it seems like every day I'm dealing with the same stuff as who's getting through what and how's that going. And, you know, we don't bring it up, and it's brought up by you guys. It's not brought up by us. We have enough players around that are able to go, and you just play through. You find a way. It's the strength is in your group. It's not in the individuals, and that's what you have to do. I do see a lot of the similarities because of the way they play, the way they're managing, and they have a lot of joy in their lives. You can see that when you watch them play. They're enjoying winning and they're enjoying playing. And plus, there's a maturity factor with them too, that some guys are growing into different roles there and maturing, and they've also brought in some young guys that were in Houston that are starting to get going now. So that's a part of that maturing that you hope goes, you know. And so there are some similarities between both teams, you know. We hope that we are on the right side of the win. That's the similarities I'd like to have, is us win, not them.
Is that a different coaching challenge?
No. No, you just got to be prepared to play 60. You can't, you know. You got to be ready to go from the start, because, you know, you don't know, you know, this game could be a chess match, you know, or it could be that type of game where you just, who's going to break first? It's hard to say, you know. The details always become the factors, and that they are special teams and discipline, and if who scores first, you know, if we can score first, then that's good, but they'll be looking to do the same.
You mentioned Mike yesterday playing against him once last year.
You talking about coach against them?
Yeah, sorry.
No, we played Houston a few times. I can't remember exactly what it was last year, but their teams played the same, you know. But they're probably more skilled as a Minnesota Wild team than what he had last year, and I thought he did well with what he had last year, and he's got more bullets this year, so he can play different ways. But yeah, I like the way he's coached. He's done a really good job. He doesn't have a lot of head coaching experience, but he's proved that in his case he doesn't need it. He's managed that team real well. It's just the same as Dan Bylsma did very little head coaching experience, but you know what? They used their own personal experiences as players and coaches or assistants to do real well. They've done a great job.
Was he in Wilkes when you played?
He was in Wilkes-Barre as the assistant to Michel Therrien, yeah, when we beat them, yeah, four straight. I had the bread. Sorry, guys. You know, I didn't want to. You guys would think that we won in seven. No, we won four straight, and it was a beautiful thing. If you want me, I'll tell you some more stories about that series. Pardon? Well, we got to make, yeah. No, you'd like to think that. No, that's not. When you win, it's the players.
Thanks, guys.